for you to find somebody that you can live with and hang out with and you want to be married to, you probably got to go through a lot of people, be exposed to somebody for a long period of time before you make that decision.
Yeah.
And, you know, you thinking you're going to pay $5,000 and Prince Charming is going to show up with your glass slipper, which is probably not going to fit on your big fat foot because you got yankles, cankles, and shankles going on. You're entitled to your money. Get the hell out of here. You're an idiot. You did it to yourself. Now just ride it into the scene of the crash and shut the fuck up. Oh, I didn't see you there. I'm reading this book, and it quite possibly is the best book ever written because I'm in it! Winning! If you want to know the rate of return on dating women, you need to buy the Book of Numbers. There's a link in the description, you know, down there in the penis area. Meet Gazer! All right, Tears Pop here with another episode of Ride and Roast.
With two Richards in a tiny car. But if this car can make it back and forth from New York on $80 in gas, I would say homo suspicion points canceled.
Yeah, it was like $78. That's it.
That's astonishing. Because that's like, what, 9.5, 10 hours each way?
Yeah. I mean, when I drove I used to drive the Crown Vic there, I'd roll through...
Well, that's a rocket ship with a battery.
Yeah, 70, 80 bucks one way.
Oh, wow.
And that was back with Trump, you know, in office and before him.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah, because when you were driving back and forth pretty steadily there, that was bummer gas prices.
Mm-hmm.
And we're back to that. The bad old days are here again.
Yes, they are.
Especially for this lovely female specimen that we're going to be talking about today.
Bring it on!
Unlucky in love woman sues dating agency and demands a full refund after dud rendezvous. Ask me why.
Why?
She complained she was matched with a man less than 6 feet tall.
She better be a 9 or a 10. And she better be 30 or less in age.
You want to see? Want to see, don't you?
That's like a 5.5 at tops.
Yeah, and this is probably with Photoshop and good lighting. I mean, the angle of the window lighting is perfect. She's got her makeup on. Her eyebrows are all coiffed. She's got the red lipstick on. A doctor is suing a high-end dating agency after she was paired with a man who is less than 6 feet tall. Eileen Moore has demanded a $4,995 refund for her joining fee and a letter of apology from Elite Introductions.
She's obviously thinking, because she's a doctor and she does all this other horse shit, that she's a good candidate to find a decent dude. But we dudes don't care about that at all. We don't. I mean, it's nice, but it's not like it's not even in the top five.
No.
Of what I mean, men don't look for that shit.
We don't look for women who behave like men. Like, when you go out in the real world and you are burdened with masculine performance, it hardens you, turns you into kind of an a-hole, and you carry that over into your interpersonal relationships. Now, when you're a man seeking a submissive, non-combative woman to share your life with, that works just fine because women tend to respond to that. But it does not work the other way around.
Nope, it does not. It does not.
It's amazing, you know, they spend all this time gathering together all these degrees, the job, the career, the body count, and then they think, I can always get a good man later and have a family. Well, if that's your end goal...
Do it sooner.
Just do it.
No one's ever ready. Whenever you say, well, I'm going to have kids when I'm ready. I mean, I understand, but there comes a time where you have a bracket of time, you know, start and end. Mm-hmm. If you're not ready in that bracket, well, too bad. If you want to have kids, you need to get on that.
Yeah, father time is undefeated and biology is a real thing.
Some of these women, I can literally hear them mummifying from the inside out.
Just pull their fertility out through their nose, just like they used to do in the mummification process. He's gone. We're going to put it in a jar and now you're f***ed. that.
Yeah, you'll never get it back once it's in the jar.
And the funny thing is that these women are not that hard to spot.
No.
They all have the same mantra when they go on these dating sites in their 30s. No hookups! I'm done with the games! I'm ready for something real!
Yeah, I want to settle down. And then right below that, I have a child and he comes first.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, sign me up! Just sign me up for that. No.
Yeah.
The only way I would consider that is if she was a widow.
I mean, the code speak for all this is, I've been ran through, and my slot C is looser than any Democrat's interpretation of the Constitution. It's done. Here's a thought. Do you even have to ask yourself the question of desperation when she was willing to fork out $5,000 to get a dude over 6 feet tall?
I think I can smell shite.
She's a doctor, so he's got to make almost as much or more than her.
Oh, yeah.
Which I can guarantee you is probably $150K. And then he's got to be 6 feet tall and athletic and ready to immediately start a family. You see where this is going? Her life is turning into one long run-on sentence that just sounds fucked up because there's no punctuation in there.
I mean, it's almost like the shrinking peephole. Like, everything that you add on to it, that slice of pie gets a little bit smaller, a little bit smaller, a little bit smaller.
Absolutely correct.
And then when you add in her discouraging factors, like her age, the questionable fertility, the masculine presence that she gives off, and the desperation on top of that, done.
I don't even know how there can still be, like, dating services like that.
Because of women like this.
That's right. And this woman is probably going to get her money back. And then that company is probably going to go under because more people are going to do the same thing. And then guess what? Now there is nobody out there looking for men for these mediocre, washed up, nasty, inverted wind socks. You know, I mean, they're out of luck.
Well, because the dudes who have taken the time to gain that value to work on themselves, and they do want to start a family, they know that their best chance of doing that is to go with a woman who's 20 to 25.
Yeah.
Not 30 to 35. It boils down to this. This is the overall thought. When you're a woman in your 30s, and you always want to aim higher, when you're a doctor, you're basically going to price yourself right out of the market unless you are a solid 9 to 9.5. And even then, most of the dudes who will fit into her category
are not going to do that.
They're not looking for a woman like her.
No.
Not for longer than 7 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, women like that wind up being a basically a dartboard in the bar.
Yep. She has taken her matter to the Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribune, where she claimed the dating agency set her up with a man called David who did not meet her height requirements.
I was not expecting them to find me love. I was expecting them to find me a man who met the criteria I wanted.
Delusional. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the minute they put that 6 feet or taller, they've cut out 85% of the population.
I mean, shit, the chick who owns the company is better looking than this chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the owner.
Uh-huh.
And that's the one who's desperate for a man.
Good luck, Sally!
Dr. Moore, I wonder if it's like Dr. Jill, was searching for Mr. Right when she joined the exclusive dating agency in 2019. And at her age, she's probably up to like 600 or 700 miles.
Yep.
If I had to guess. You know, because she'll probably throw a piece of poon to the orderlies every now and then.
Well, the thing is, you know, she's in medical school, and I've heard all kinds of stories about what goes on when you're a resident or if you're a nurse working on one of those things. They're getting the stovepipe while they're waiting around in between tragedies to take place in the hospital.
Yeah, while they're doing their residency, all the tongue depressors are shaped like dicks.
I was at a stage where I was ready to settle down, get married, and start a family. I was a career woman. I was 36.
There you go.
I was ready to embark on the next chapter of my life.
Just before the epilogue, where 40 to 80 is a long time.
Correct. Well, I'm going to be honest. It is one of my missions is to make sure nobody gets married. Because it's absolutely outdated. There is no benefit for men whatsoever. All there is downsides.
Until we actually start recognizing that equality is equal and these laws are rewritten, I'm with you. I know I'm a married dude and it sounds like hypocrisy for me to point it out, but it doesn't mean that I don't recognize a good idea when I see it.
You do get mad at me when I post on Facebook, when I see those wedding pictures you put up.
Yeah.
And I tell them, you know, get ready for your refrigerator box retirement.
Hey, I got a nice one picked out. It's a Kenmore.
Okay. That's a the cardboard's double thick on those boxes.
Yeah, double wide. Yeah, exactly. It's my double wide refrigerator box.
That's awesome.
My little easy bake oven in there. Do you have any idea how maddening it is waiting for a light bulb to reheat an Egg McMuffin?
You asshole.
The dating agency caters to well-educated professionals who are looking to match with an intellectual, financially secure, and confident partner.
They're trying to get the alphas and have somebody else do the work for them.
Yep.
Good luck with that.
The kind of men that she wants will never sign up for the same service that she is a part of. Because those dudes have all the options.
That's right.
She's got none.
Yeah, you're a dude, you're in your 40s, you're pulling down doctor money. Dude.
The world is your oyster.
Yeah, and if you're 6 feet tall or taller, dude, you can write your own ticket.
Basically,
you will have women lined up around the block willing to suck your dick through the screen door. I'm just telling you.
If you're just looking to mess with chicks, okay, do this experiment. Make two dating profiles with the same photo.
Mm-hmm.
Mark one of them 6'2", and the other one 5'9". See what happens. The rest of the verbiage could be all the same. One will light up like a Christmas tree, and the other will sit there with crickets as the only soundtrack to your life.
Well, you're going to get hits on the one that's shorter, but they'll be fat, ugly women.
Dr. Moore said she was searching for a candidate who was of Austrian/Irish descent, raised as a Roman Catholic, and was taller than 6 feet.
So, I mean, 6 feet or more is like 15% of the population.
Yep.
More, you're probably talking 11% of the population just on height. So 98% of everyone else is now off the list.
Go on. Okay. And then when you add the six-figure income and all these other qualifications on top of that, you're talking about a fraction within a fraction of a fraction.
At max, 2% of the population.
Yeah, good luck with that, Dr. Moore.
Yeah.
I love how now she's Dr. Moore, but prior to this, she was just Miss Moorcock! But now she knows her worth, right? Yeah.
Now, because she's a doctor and makes all this money, she is a catch.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah, let's drive that car with 250,000 miles back to the showroom and ask for display prices. It's not going to happen.
Nope.
She explained height was important because the rest of her family were tall and she was considered to be the short one.
Bullshit!
You are more shallow than a puppy dog's piss puddle, and you know it.
Wow.
No amount of explaining is going to make that less true.
Wow! That is thin. That's thinner than armpit sweat.
The tribunal heard that Dr. Moore explained her requirements to the agency's psychotherapeutic consultant, Lisa Hayes. You know, I'm surprised that this psychotherapeutic consultant didn't refer her to another one for, you know, pills, mental wellness,
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Well, you and I both know, like 55% of all the liberal women out there have some kind of mental defect.
And in Australia, I bet you that's higher.
Yes.
Because Australia is full woke-tard.
Absolutely.
So this woman, oh yeah, you know, delusions, they are actually a medical condition that you should probably get addressed. Just saying. She claimed she was then contacted by Ms. Hayes, who claimed to have found a suitable suitor. Say that three times fast. Who was relationship ready?
Here we go.
Ms. Hayes had told Dr. Moore that David was overseas at the time and only mentioned the pair were around the same height later on, the tribunal heard. Dr. Moore said she was gobsmacked. How dare you? I'm worth everything that I ask for and more. Wait.
Did she really say that?
No, like that's how it comes off. Oh, if you're gobsmacked just because a dude that you got paired with is around your height, Wow.
I can almost guarantee you, he's probably the tallest one in the bunch.
Yeah. I mean, this woman reeks of desperation. And what is that saying about beggars and choosers?
That's right.
Yeah.
Look, you ran the clock. The game is over. All that's left are pickup games, and nobody cares about them, and they don't bet on them. It's over.
Dr. Moore said she felt obligated to meet up with David, but did not see him for a second time. The doctor claimed she tried to contact Miss Hayes on several occasions, but did not receive a response.
Where? They didn't respond because that's probably the best match that they had.
Yeah.
And if she was not cool with that, that's all you're f***ing getting, man. That's it.
Not to be a complete a-hole, Miss Moore, but you did it to yourself.
That's right. I have no sympathy for you.
This is why you're alone, fast approaching 40.
If you think 36 came on fast, you just wait, because you're going to wake up the day after tomorrow, and you're going to be 40. And 40 to 80 is a long f***ing time.
Especially with the housing accommodations and boxed wine in Catland.
That's absolutely correct.
Tribunal member Danielle Galvin suggested Dr. Moore reach a private settlement and doubted she would receive a refund. Well, I sincerely hope so, because this is pathetic.
I'm pretty... Well, first of all, when you sign up for that shit, there's a huge contract, and I'm sure there's a clause in there. You know, selections are limited to what we have. There are no 6-foot-1 doctors out there who are looking for 36-year-old women to start a family with.
And if you're running a business like this and your lawyer allows you to put verbiage in a contract that guarantees perfection in selection, then you have the wrong lawyer.
That's right. First of all, in this life, there are no guarantees.
Goose egg.
Zero.
Death and taxes.
That's all you get.
That's about it.
Hell, you're not even guaranteed a box to get buried in.
Dr. Moore is hoping to get a $4,995 refund and an apology letter on top of the legal costs and extras for alleged misleading conduct, bullying, and breach of verbal contract.
Who's bullying?
No one bullied her.
And what verbal contract are we talking about?
And a verbal contract, depending on the country you're in, is not worth the paper it's not printed on.
Because you have to prove it happened.
Are verbal contracts enforceable? Newcastle and Sydney. This comes from butlers.net.edu. However, some people may be surprised to learn that in Australia, enforceable agreements don't have to be in writing.
Okay.
But shouldn't you have to be able to prove that a verbal agreement was actually reached?
Because I can guarantee you, if you're going to put $5,000 on the table, somebody's signing a contract.
Yeah.
And if you didn't read all the fine print, that's on you.
Yeah.
And I can almost guarantee you there is no guarantee language in the guaranteeing of a securing a permanent live-in vagina massager.
Live-in vagina massager.
I'm serious. There is no guarantees.
But I guarantee this chick had to have signed a written contract, which is why she specified a breach of a verbal agreement. There's got to be a supersession, you know, where if you sign something, that has to supersede the verbal agreement.
Yeah. I can almost guarantee you, when they were doing the deal, she's like, listen, we're going to do everything we can to meet all of these criteria. That's not the same as I guarantee you we'll find the man that you want.
Yeah. There is no guarantee, because much as everyone loves to use the term, there's someone out there for everyone, there's really not.
And there's also the pool of diminishing returns.
Yeah.
Because for you to find somebody that you can live with and hang out with and you want to be married to, you probably got to go through a lot of people, be exposed to somebody for a long period of time before you make that decision.
Yeah.
And, you know, you thinking you're going to pay $5,000 and Prince Charming is going to show up with your glass slipper, which is probably not going to fit on your big fat foot. Because you got yankles, cankles, and shankles going on. You're entitled to your money. Get the hell out of here. You're an idiot. You did it to yourself. Now just ride it into the scene of the crash and shut the fuck up.
Women out there love to complain about men not putting in the work in the relationship. Is there anything lazier than spending $5,000 and then getting pissed off at the job someone else does?
Correct.
So your lazy ass could sit at home and watch it get fatter?
Well, I'm sure she works a lot, but I don't care. You put yourself in that position. If you took a job where you have zero time to work on your personal life, guess what's going to suffer?
Yeah.
Your fucking personal life.
And if you're at work that often and your coworkers want nothing to do with you to the point where you got to go and spend 5 G's of your hard earned to go and get a dude who will actually spend more than 5 minutes with you without upchucking into his own mouth, you're the problem.
Man, that's just mean. That's mean, man.
All the stories I heard about all the shenanigans that goes on in hospitals, there's no relationships going on there. It's all just bending over and getting a pull to the hole in the you know, changing room closet or something.
Open your mouth and say, ah.
I'm serious.
Turn your head and cough. I guarantee you a good chunk of the chick doctors out there aren't doing it because they actually want to help heal people. They're doing it because they want an excuse to look for that dude that's 3 to 4 notches above them in looks and income. Because women always want to marry up.
Correct.
Men don't give a shit about that.
No, we don't.
We're not looking for somebody to bring another slab of barbecue ribs to the party that we're hosting. We've already supplied all the meat, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We want somebody who's going to bring a potato salad, fruit salad. You know, we want things to complement the meal that we've already provided.
That's right. Well, it's not a full meal, but the main course.
Yeah, we've provided the main course, exactly.
Yeah, bring in the incidentals.
Yeah,
hell, show up with a knife and fork and plate and some cups.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't show up with anything edible, we don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Even if you just show up with beer, you'll still be the hero of the party.
Yeah, beer goes a long way. Beer
and of course, if you're really good and you don't try to compete with my main course, I'll let you swallow my dessert.
You will get the throat yogurt.
Unfortunately, Dr. Moore, I think her days of swallowing throat yogurt are done.
No. I have a feeling she's going to be doing a lot more of that out back behind the bars at the dumb cumster.
I said this a while back, and I even made a meme about it. If you want to know what used to work on women to get them into bed in their 20s, listen to everything they bitch about in their 30s.
Wow! Dude, I didn't even know that. Yeah, that's very intuitive.
I guarantee you, if you had one conversation with this Dr. Moore, you could pick out everything that she ever got down on her knees for, got down on all fours, laid on her back and counted ceiling tiles, and it would take probably 5 minutes flat.
Well, my thing is this. They need to start teaching women of today the value that they actually have when they come right out of high school.
Youth, beauty, and fertility.
Because there's a lot of these women who, I can almost guarantee you, by the time they reach 22 and they finish college, if they go to college, they've had one, if not three dudes, use the L word on them, and they passed them up because they thought they're going to get something better.
They want the BBD, bigger, better deal.
And then they get to the point where the phone starts ringing. You know, their Friday nights are open, their Saturday nights are open, weekend, and the month at a time until they're getting like 3 to 5 dates a year when they used to get 3 to 5 dates a week.
Yep. And now their recycle bin is packed high with empty boxes of wine and ice cream.
Yeah, in box wine in Catland.
Yep.
But it is what it is.
Bottom line, if you got to shell out $5,000 just to find a dude, you'd be better off spending that at the gym or going to a psychotherapist to, combat your delusions.
Or you can pay for a round of liposuction.
There's also that.
Yeah, or get a tummy tuck.
Unfortunately, there is no medical procedure for entitlement.
No. No, there isn't. The only thing you can do for entitlement is get your ass kicked a few times, and then you have to do the self-realization, like, I'm not entitled to shit. Nothing's free, and if I want something, I gotta earn it.
Where do you think this chick is gonna be in 10 years?
She has less than a 2% chance of getting married.
Yeah.
She has less than a 2% chance of finding a dude of the criteria she wants. And she has maybe a tenth of 1% of a chance to find a dude that meet her criteria, that wants to marry her, that wants to have a family and start off that crazy stuff.
Every once in a while, someone does win the lotto, but Most of us don't.
And the only reason they allow somebody to win the lotto every once in a while is they want the rest of the suckers to put their money in.
However, the most likely outcome, I would say, aside from boxed wine in Catland forever, is she meets a dude who met all of her criteria 20 years ago when he was 35.
Or when she was in college, she probably dated a dude that was really into her.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to go do my residency and go to medical school and whatever. Yep. You passed it up.
You know what? We talked about 10 years later, but I guarantee you for the next 2 to 3, as she's fast steaming toward 40, all those dudes that she rejected,
she's going to try to sling.
Sling them back. The social media sling back. That's going to be her next 2 to 3 years of pump and dump.
Bummer! Wah!
All I can say to Dr. Moore is, I wish you luck, baby.
You're going to need it.
But I have a feeling the only fornification trophies you're going to be walking into 40 with require anti-itch cream.
Or medication.
Yes. Antibiotics.
Or antivirals.
That's why it's called penicillin.
You don't want to catch any herpagonosyphilates. Yeah. Definitely don't want the hipple hives.
Well, when you try to sling back at 38, you get what you get, you don't throw a fit.